Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. We're going to talk about speaking up when something feels off about your health. April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. We have two wonderful gentlemen on the phone. We have Dr. Hauser. Good morning, Dr. Hauser. Dr. Robert Hauser, how are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Director of Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorder Center in Tampa. And we have Bob Harmon with us. I believe Bob experienced some Parkinson about 13 or so years ago. Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay, very well. Thank you very much. Bob, let me say straight out, thank you thank both of you. But, Bob, I really truly appreciate your speaking about a concern that you're living with. Actually, my mother had Parkinson's disease. This is a concern that I've lived with a good part of my life. Doctor, maybe tell us, what is Parkinson's disease to begin with?
Yeah, Parkinson's disease is a neurologic condition in which patients are losing dopamine neurons in the brain. And when that chemical dopamine goes low, they experience the signs of Parkinson's disease, which can include tremor, slow and small movement, and stiffness. So very commonly, they get small steps, decreased arm swing, reduced dexterity, decreased facial expression, and soft voice.
Okay. And it affects quite a few people here in America, is that right?
Yeah, we think
as well as worldwide.
Yeah, that's right. We think it affects about 1 million people in North America, and there's increasing prevalence with age. We think it affects about 1% of individuals age 60 and older, and about 2% of individuals age 80 and older. So it's a very common disorder.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And Bob, how did you learn about speaking up when something feels off? Did you have something feeling off in your life that you decided to go see a doctor for?
Yes. What was happening was I was beginning to manifest changes in my posture, changes in my walk. My hands lost dexterity. I had trouble eating breakfast. So I went to my regular doctor, and he didn't say anything was wrong. So I ended up going to a specialist. A neurologist who knew I had Parkinson's when he watched me walk down the hallway to him.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so, Dr. Hauser, what did somebody see when he walked down the hallway?
Yeah, well, patients typically get a little bit of a flexed posture. Parkinson's disease is a very asymmetric disorder, so usually we see it begin on one side. So typically one arm doesn't swing as well. And when we look for movements, rather than being able to move big and fast, it tends to get slower and smaller. So those were probably the very beginning signs.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of people that come out for Parkinson's. I know we have a big here in New York. Michael J. Fox has a big event here. Other organizations. It affects the family and the extension of the family. How does a family work with someone who has that in their family?
Yeah,
any suggestions?
Yeah, so one of the things we do at our center is we make sure that the people involved, the caregiver, the spouse, comes to the office with the patient. First of all, for me, it's a really important source of information to find out what's going on with the patient. Very important to understand what the problems are and how to get them treated. And also, when we talk about treatments, to inform the spouse or caregiver about those things. And then we also offer some complimentary sessions for patients. They can talk to social workers and therapists to talk about interactions that may be very useful for the relationship or the family.
Uh-huh. This interview is a courtesy of Accordia Therapeutics, I believe is the name of the company.
Right.
Do you know a little bit about them?
Yeah, so I'm here today on behalf of Accordia Therapeutics to talk about one of the new medications that's been approved recently. And just to get into that a little bit, Parkinson's disease, I mentioned, is associated with low dopamine. So regular old baseline medications for Parkinson's disease boost dopamine in the brain. And initially that works pretty well, and medications last from dose to dose. But over time, patients experience fluctuations in the response. when their symptoms are well controlled, we call that on periods. And then when the symptoms come back, we call that off periods. And when patients experience these off periods, they experience reemergence or recurrence of slow and small movement, tremor, and stiffness. And we've needed new treatments for that. So Acorda just had a medication approved for the treatment of off periods, and the name of that medication is Inbrija. Inbrija is a levodopa powder for inhalation. And in the main clinical trial that was completed, what we saw was that when patients entered one of these off periods at 30 minutes, symptoms were significantly improved, and we saw onset of action by 10 minutes. The most common side effect was cough. Now, Inbrija is not for everyone. Patients who are taking non-selective monoamine oxidase inhibitors shouldn't take Inbrija. And it's generally not recommended for patients who have chronic lung disorders like asthma or COPD.
That's a miracle, as most medications and medicine is, and it's always we're very positive for science to come up with new thoughts and ways to go about it. I was a lucky guy who worked on the Brain series actually, and back in 1982, the original one for PBS for 2 years of my life. And Parkinson was one of the concerns that we did deal with, and was dopamine. So this is an add-on, in essence, to someone who's taking dopamine already, and now they have this opportunity for this off period to maybe be more in control.
That's right. This medication is approved or indicated for the treatment of off periods in patients who are taking baseline medication, including carbidopa, levodopa.
Okay. Bob, tell us a little bit about like your daily life. Are you able to work? I got a good feeling, got a good sense of humor. I'm sensing this, I don't know why, right through the phone. tell us a little bit about you in a daily lifestyle.
Well, when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, I retired. I thought I had a very short time to live. So I wanted to live it to the fullest. Little did I know, 13 years later, I'd be sitting here talking to you. but on a daily basis, I'm very active. I get out every day. That's one of the keys to me doing so well, I believe. And I'm involved in Parkinson's research. I'm involved with other Parkinson's foundations. And I am leading a support group, teach Tai Chi, and do all those kind of things to keep active.
You're my hero. No doubt about that. Oh, my God. Bob, let me ask you, and then let me ask the doctor also, what is peace for you? We are involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Movement. What is peace for you?
Having the opportunity to live the best I can on a day-to-day basis and to do things that help others.
Oh man, you are one beautiful guy. Dr. Hauser, how about yourself? What does peace mean to you, Dr. Robert Hauser?
Yeah, well, I've dedicated my life to Parkinson research, and we're working hard to get a cure. I'd ask patients to volunteer to get involved in research when they can. And with regard to what we're here for today, patients can find out more at Inbrija.com.
Okay, both of you, thank you so much for coming out and sharing this important information. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.